Greetings, everyone. My name is Kaz.
This is Manila.
And this is The Skulls Cast, episode 18. And boy, do we have an episode for you tonight. I don't know whether the like three or four listeners that we have listen at night or during the day.
Maybe they actually only listen when the sun is rising or setting.
Oh, man, I'm just grumped.
You are grumped.
Just grumped. So what was the last game you played, Medibot? Just boom.
Last game I played was El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron.
Huh. Okay.
It's a sort of action-y, run-around-y game on ye old Xbox 360. It's got all
ye oldie. Listen to this kid. Man.
I'm busy playing on my Xbox 420 these days.
Oh, I see how it goes.
It's got, like, super stylized looking out, and it's pretty cool that they, you know...
Now, hold on. Did you say platformy? Are there actual like, platforms?
There were platforms, and you gotta jump, and if you screw up, bad things happen.
Oh. I guess I didn't get that about the game. I thought it was just the, like, Devil May Cry style fighting. I mean, I haven't played it at all. I only watched someone else play.
I'm barely in it myself. Mm. You know, you do some introduction, and then they're like, by the way, here's the dungeon where the seven bosses live. You know, go fight the first boss by doing things. And I'm, like, halfway through the first boss's level or whatever.
Mm.
And this is after, you know, 2 hours of gameplay. Of actual gameplay, not, you know, cutscenes and shit. You're actually doing things for 2 hours, and then you get to the, like, tower. I think they just call it the tower. You start on floor one of the tower.
That's fair.
And you're, like, this heavenly scribe guy who wears designer jeans and also armor... And you're a pretty good fist fighter, but, you know, fists are okay. But then
all of the fighting is a chance, or rather something that you have to do to get to the next part where you accurately describe what's going on in a written form. And the real game is about completing your journal or... Am I just way off base with that? Does the scribe
we'll get to
never
that.
Come in? Okay.
No, it basically never comes up other than it's a reason for you to be like a dude in heaven who gets sent on missions to do things. The deal is this, is that you get your first weapon and you continue getting weapons by stealing them from enemies. You have no inventory in this game. You have what's in your hands right now.
Hmm.
And so you start off with just your fists, and you run into a guy who has a weapon, and it's the first guy, and you rough him up some, so he gets sort of stunned, and he's lying on the ground. And then you walk up to him, and you're like, oh, thanks, buddy, it's just what I wanted. And you, like, heel kick him in the face, and his weapon flies out of his hands, and you grab it.
Okay. So it's sort
and
of the...
And he's like, oh, nuts, and then he doesn't have one, so you can basically kick his ass.
So that's sort of the Halo model. I mean, I think in Halo you have like two that you can hold on to.
You have your hands.
Yeah.
In Halo.
So this guy only has hand.
Right. This guy. Well, I mean, I think every weapon I've seen so far has been a two-handed weapon.
Well, maybe that's part of it.
So far I've only encountered two weapon types, but they're guaranteed to be more. But the only way to switch weapons is to steal it from an enemy who has it.
Okay. Can you just drop one that you have?
When you pick up a new weapon, you automatically drop the old one.
But you can't, like, go back to fists.
But then it's gone.
Wait.
Like...
No. I mean, if you have one equipped, can you just, like, will it to not be there and go back to fist fighting?
No. I think fist fighting was just like a little gimmick for the beginning of the game, where they're like, wow, you're pretty good punching. Why not use a goddamn weapon? Or I guess a god-blessed weapon?
That's curious that they would develop a whole, like, fist fighting system and then... Unless
not
it was...
Really.
Was it handled in cutscenes?
It's handled during the very, very early game. You are not yet in a place where you can take damage, really.
Okay. It still seems weird that they would develop, like, rules for fist fighting and then never have it ever come up again.
Well, to be fair, maybe my enemies can disarm me and that's just never happened.
Ooh, I think you should go back to the game manual. I would be surprised that there isn't, like, a willful, like, let go button. But, no, you know, maybe
although,
I just have to sit here and be
buttons,
surprised.
Speaking of buttons, this game has blessedly few of them that you will need to press. And I do like that. I do like very, very simple controls. You have jump, you have attack, you have block, and you have purify. These are the four buttons. You know, jump is obvious enough. You can double jump, and if you have certain weapons equipped, they can change your jump properties. You press the attack button to attack. And if you hold it down, you'll get a more powerful attack. If you keep pressing it, you'll get a combo. But if you stagger the timing at which you press the button, it will make your combo different. And this is important. And I'll explain why in a bit. You have the guard button, which, you know, it blocks incoming attacks. If you perfect guard, the enemy will be stunned temporarily. And you just perfect guard by guarding a very short time before impact. And purify is both sort of the catch-all game mechanic for stealing weapons, because they're evil. The evil people have evil weapons, and then you pick it up and you purify it, and now you can use it to do good. And also, your weapon, just by hitting bad things, accumulates badness particles, and you wash them off by purifying your weapon. And, other than that, there are a few things that involve combinations of buttons. Specifically, if you are guarding and press jump, you will do a sort of dive roll. And if you are guarding and press attack, you will do a bit, some kind of fancy special move. Still, just four buttons and the stick. Very simple.
This is starting to sound a little like Way of the Samurai for that.
The reason why varying your attack timing is this is important is because enemies can block. And if you just keep attacking into their guard, you'll finish your combo and have frame disadvantage, and then they'll stop guarding and kick your ass.
Okay. So the stagger is to, like, bait them into not blocking and then continue the combo?
When you stagger your moves, you actually perform different attacks. For example, with the basic melee weapon I started off with, when you do a stagger early in your combo, rather than just swiping at them again, which, you know, goes directly into their guard, you do a little hop over them and attack them from behind. Similarly, the simple ranged weapon I have normally shoots forward. If they're blocking, it hits their guard. If you stagger it, it will instead arc up into the air and come down on their head.
Okay, so it's a built-in guard breaker mechanic.
Yes.
Just
by not mashing so hard, you break guard. But it's still just using the one attack button. You don't need to, you know, remember, oh, which button's my guard break, what do I... No, you just slow it down a bit. The reason why you don't want to do that all the time is that since the attack is slower, if they're not guarding and they can move around, they're more likely to dodge your attack. So pay attention to whether your opponent is guarding, stagger your combos to defeat their guard, and just beat them up. You know, once you do enough damage to them, they'll get knocked down and have a little blue ring around them, which means you can steal their weapon if you want to, or you can just keep beating on them. Other than that, when you take damage, bits of your armor fall off, but there's no displayed health meter of any kind. So, you just sort of have this rough indication of how well you're doing. When you get on really low health, you start hearing the dramatic heartbeat noise or whatever. Other than that,
is there a way to restore health?
Yes, how do you do that? There are pickups that will restore armor.
Oh.
Just in the stage. When you defeat an enemy, they drop orbs, and also certain just set pieces when Voken drop orbs. These make you more powerful, and I have no idea how, because nowhere have I been able to find the number of them that I have, and it has never told me, you've collected 1,000 mystery orbs, your strength is now 2. It seems very... The game seems very keen on never using any numbers. Or at least not telling me those numbers, that is.
I mean, that's a valid strategy for a game design, and
one
that
I
would really like to see more of in games across the board. A way to be understood without, like, drawing up Excel spreadsheets and showing people, okay, this is how this is precisely how it works. To their disadvantage here, I mean, at the very least, they should give you some indicator.
I get the visual indicator of how much armor is left on my guy.
Right, and that's fine. I like that as a strategy. But the, like, more orbs equals more power, but we're not going to tell you how much is how much.
Like, for that,
At
this point, I cannot be sure if the orbs do anything.
Yeah. They may as well not have said that.
But...
I mean, if you're not going to notice... Why bother?
It's true. I've only just started the tower proper, so maybe between floors of the tower they come into play. Maybe each and every one has a small, individually unnoticeable, but on a larger scale, significant effect on my strength. But if they're just handing them to me as I defeat enemies and it's a linear game, it seems artificial and unnecessary. You know, if I am going to be increasing in strength at more or less a known rate, and they are creating all the enemies and assigning strength values to them, then at any given time, it can be known what my strength versus the enemy's strength is.
Well, I mean, it is important to scale up enemy capabilities and difficulty with, like, player accumulation of stuff, but...
Well, I mean, capability, sure. But just, you know, if in level 1, you know, I can hit for 50 damage and all the enemies have 100 hit points, and in level 2 I can hit for 100 damage and all the enemies have 200 hit points, nothing has changed.
Well, yes, but it need not necessarily scale up like that directly, and it could be made to change.
Right. Which is...
That's not as...
What I'm saying is I don't know.
Yeah, that's not as to say that forgives the choice, because that's not a good choice. Yes, there should be some balance, but no, it shouldn't be that cut and dried. Yes, we know precisely that this will be okay because we've graphed it. There's this line, and then there's this line, and that's it. That is our literal difficulty curve how the game's difficulty goes. It
so
should
your
be
numbers v their numbers.
It should be more difficult than that to apply good balance to a game.
What else? You're a scribe. You only are seen doing scribey things in, like, the opening cutscene, I guess, because now you're on, like, punching out dudes duty.
You know, I honestly had considered the, like, plot to be a wash before even experiencing the game.
That's fair. One neat.
That's perhaps that's perhaps jaded of me. I've just seen it way too many times. It's like, oh, it's that kind of game. Yes, there's going to be lots of visual effects, and the plot is going to be worthless, and it's going to live or die by the strength of its combat engine and whether or not the graphics that they put in are, like, too much, or whether they're, like, well polished and stylistic. This one looks like it favors the really well polished and stylistic. And it, like, it chooses a visual style and it nails it.
Yeah.
And it maintains
looks
interest
beautiful
throughout because of
God
that.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a great looking game. But, like, the...
Here's one thing that I haven't encountered in the game that I'm really happy about. QuickTime events.
Oh, I was about to ask!
I've played this game for 2 hours and gone through, like, I've had, you know, lots of fights, and lots of running around and sort of exploring. Not like a ton of exploring, it's still pretty linear, but you know, you get like basic branching and, you know, go this way or this way. I have not encountered a single QuickTime event.
Wow.
Thank you, developers.
You know what?
For showing respect.
You know, I might have to reevaluate how I evaluated this game. Changing my whole basis for evaluating this game. Because I was evaluating it at first based on Devil May Cry. Kind of. What's the, like, spectacle shooter? Or is that just a shooter where everyone has glasses on? There's some kind of name for the Devil May Cry kind of game. And it's not
like
just
third person action.
What's that?
Third person action?
I guess I'll leave it at that for now. I thought there was one more specific to it has something to do with just being I'd be surprised if spectacle had nothing to do with it. I just have that word in
no,
my head.
Well, it's a game designed to look flashy.
Well, anyway, I was evaluating it as a Devil May Cry God of War thing.
Yeah.
And I
Except
might
those games are garbage.
I might have to well wait, there was one God of War that I liked. And I can't remember which one it was. One, two, or three. I actually don't know which I was playing. Well, okay, they're garbage. Now, I was evaluating it as one of those. Maybe I have to evaluate it as a Super Ghouls and Ghosts instead.
If you think of it like that, but you're allowed to take a lot more damage.
Yeah.
Which I guess, like, okay, so we take Super Ghouls and Ghosts, but you're allowed to take more damage, and we have Maximo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maximo did have more elements of sort of finding hidden secrets.
Yeah, I also think Maximo at the same time like had more numbers and was also more opaque. I remember playing that for a little bit and we were like, wait, where are you going? What's our objective? I don't know. What level am I on? Why is everything so difficult? Why is the world falling apart around me? I died. Wait, where's this checkpoint? Huh? There's just this terrible, like, feeling of being lost.
I feel like that's intentionally part of the game's aesthetic, though.
I think
it's
so, too.
The sense
too.
Of dread, like, and hopelessness. Powerlessness.
Man.
You are in a dangerous and confusing world.
So that would get really good on, like, many, many replayings, and you just, like, know all the ins and outs, and you can whip through and be like, oh yeah, no, okay. Oh yeah, watch out for this. This will fall into the earth. Oh, you can pick up one of the, like, coins here. Oh yeah, I'll need that for later. And then it would become basically Castlevania 2 for me if I did that to Maximo. But no, I mean that El Shaddai could very easily be a Super Ghouls and Ghosts. There's, like, you against the world. There's beat-em-up elements. There's even, like, 2D platforming segments in El Shaddai.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty sure about that.
Yes,
and you know,
at least one of those.
There's not a health meter, but you have armor on, and you get hit, and it falls off.
Yeah.
And you beat enemies and get pickups in the form of like armor replenishing and weapons, and you can only have one weapon at a time, and the weapons have rules. I mean, and clearly, we start to part ways from there because in Ghouls and Ghosts, it's about managing how many attacks you can get in and doing a lot of dodging. Super Ghouls and Ghosts also had a double jump. Hey!
Yes, it did.
There we go. No, I think I should evaluate El Shaddai as a modern take with a different style on Super Ghouls and Ghosts with the difficulty cranked way down.
Way
probably.
Down.
I guess. That was a...
But at the same time, even in the early game, you know, enemies will attack you and knock you down.
Oh,
they're
not
just standing there as, you know, set pieces for you to launch your combo into. They are enemies, and they do want to harm you. And they let you know this by harming you.
You should have the potential to fail, even from the very beginning, I think. That's important for games.
Yeah.
It's not really a game if you cannot fail.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. I still have a way out because I get to define failure, but left myself a back door to that one. But yeah, I will. I will not back down from it. I will stand.
Left some petals by that door.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to find me honestly backpedaling from that, but it is.
Either way, El Shaddai. You know, I had a good experience in my first 2 hours, yeah. And I look forward to playing it again. My criticisms of the game so far are thus. Sometimes it felt like I just needed to take hits, and this is not a game where it's super easy to restore your health, and so I don't like the idea of attrition in this sort of game. But that was in... a mid-boss fight was where that mainly came up, where they had a lot of very fast light attacks, and I didn't see where I had an opening other than to just maybe take a few of those while starting my combo.
Did you go in with the like, air quotes, wrong weapon?
Because of the way this fight was structured, I could not possibly have had the wrong weapon, because this is... a fight where they introduce a new weapon to you, and you fight essentially the same mid-boss twice. The first one comes at you, you take his weapon that is, like, new at this point, and then you fight the second one, and you're both using the same weapon.
Oh, okay.
So...
that's also a neat way to introduce weapons.
Yes, and that's basically how... that's how they... you know, introduced that weapon, and I think it would be a good structure for them to, you know, to keep.
Yeah. No, it sounds like they nailed show versus tell with that one.
Yeah. Like, you never just find a weapon lying on the ground. Who would leave a weapon lying on the ground?
Oh, and speaking of show versus tell, how much text is in the game? You said that there weren't many numbers, if any at all, that you've seen this point, so that's some text gone. I mean, they must have had... I know there's voice acting at the very least.
Yes.
So that is at least there.
The thing is that usually when people are talking, there will still be text at the bottom of the screen, but I still have control of the character and am doing things, normal game things, while other people are talking, because they're like angels flying in the sky above me, and they can just sort of offhandedly mention things to me.
I'm
walking towards Lucifer, and he's... having a chat with the Lord as I approach. And then I interrupt him and I'm like, hey, could you save my game, Lucifer? I'd really appreciate it, thanks.
Yeah, no, hold on a sec, I got God on the line.
Yeah. he explains at the beginning of the game, you know, you ever need to record your journey, you just find me, I'll have a chat with the man upstairs. And we'll all be peachy keen.
Well, there you have it.
He also wears nice jeans.
We have Arthur in jeans. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, hopefully the weapon variety will remain interesting. The combat will remain interesting. The plot is simple. It's like, go beat up these 7 fallen angels. Go.
Yeah.
It has not once gotten in the way.
Yeah, I totally accept that. I mean,
have minions.
You have a clear objective.
Yes.
That's all a plot really needs to do.
I have a reason to be fighting through the areas I am fighting through and reaching the areas I am reaching is because I am on a mission from God to beat up these fallen angels. I'm on a mission from God.
We're on a mission from God.
That makes basically everyone I run into really upset.
Now, have you found any room for, like, your own style to happen? Because that's also important. If the next stage has, like, this that you have to do, and you have to use this weapon, or you're just wrong, and you have to use... these moves again and again because they are the best and there's no real like way out of that.
I have found that against certain enemies I like certain weapons. And when a group of enemies spawn, usually You know, at this point, there are only two weapons available to me, but I will be able to choose to start the fight by, you know, beating up the guy with a different weapon and switching weapons.
Okay.
Another thing that they do that's sort of interesting is that when, you know, when a group of enemies spawns, you know, they might give three to you, and then once you defeat two, two more will spawn, and then once you defeat those three, then the encounter is over.
Hmm.
They don't give everyone to you all at once. They sort of stagger.
Yeah, okay, so like a little reinforcement style.
But I have never felt like, you know, from these two weapons, it's like, oh, why would I ever want A when I could be using B? Because at first I'm like, oh, great, you know, a ranged weapon. Now I don't get in close. And then you realize that, you know, the ranged weapon isn't that great at keeping people away, and suddenly you have to rely on your own 2 feet a little bit better to establish space. And sometimes that's not easy, and sometimes against certain enemies, you'd rather have a weapon that can knock dudes back.
Hmm.
You know, okay. At the cost now, of, you have, know, you've got to get up close and personal.
Have they gotten to the point where the same enemy can feel different with just a slight change in setup, either from the layout of the level or their distance relative to you or who they get paired with as a, like, partner monster?
Definitely, each arrangement of enemies has felt distinct.
Wow. And
it's like, okay, I'm fighting a fast guy with a melee weapon, and then there's a fast guy but further away with a ranged weapon, and then a normal guy with a melee weapon.
Man, this sounds like a really good game.
Like, even with just, like, at this point, two weapon types, you know, melee range, and, like, normal guy and fast guy.
Man, we're just nailing all of my, like, checkpoints.
You know,
I'm
breaking down it, you know. Of course, they look neat, and they have silly names or whatever. But, you know, mechanically, we have, at this point, each guy can either be normal or fast and be melee or ranged, and they'll throw, you know, three guys at me at once.
Hmm.
So that's a decent number of combinations, and I have barely started the game.
Well, it sounds like a keeper. I'll be interested. No, we're going to revisit this, okay? We'll have another one of these that's an official topic, because we just sort of happened upon this topic, and it will be an official Skulls cast that's a follow-up to this one, where after you've experienced the full game or, like, complete to your satisfaction or just, like, get to a stopping point where you feel done.
Finish your rage quit. Got it.
Yes, basically that. Then we'll pick this up again and we'll have a retrospective, bam, about the game El Shaddai. Because it sounds pretty great.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to finish up with before we conclude?
If you like God of War, then your taste is bad and you should play this instead.
All right. Well, keep that in your skull.
Skull.